The Australian night parrot is one of the most elusive birds in the world. Sightings of the green parrot represent the holy grail for bird watchers. The medium-sized nocturnal bird is only found in a few locations. And now researchers are about to embark on a feral cat control program in one of those rare habitats. But it's a program unlike any that have been undertaken before, as Rachel Mealy reports.
The tinkling bell call of the night parrot is as difficult to detect as the bird itself. Dr. Steve Murphy is an ecologist from the University of Queensland. He spent many years documenting the night parrot and its fight for survival.
All of the evidence points to there being only a handful of birds in a couple of locations scattered across the country. So in Western Queensland, all of the survey effort to date, and there has been an immense amount of survey effort, points to there being, you know, a population certainly in the tens, not hundreds. And in Western Australia, where there hasn't been quite as much survey work been done, there seems to be even fewer birds.
The bird's known habitat in southwestern Queensland is on Pullenpullen Reserve, which is managed by Bush Heritage Australia. Its exact location is kept secret to protect the night parrot from overzealous bird watchers. Dr. Murphy says unique features of the landscape there allow the small ground-dwelling night parrot population to survive, but feral cats are a big problem.
And the thing to say up front is when you're dealing with only a handful of birds, you don't need many cats around for it to be a really serious problem.
Dr. Murphy's research is funded by the Threatened Species Recovery Hub. The team is rethinking previous strategies to catch and kill the feral cats.
As strange as it may seem, what we're doing is we're catching cats in certain parts of the landscape, so not right near parrots. We would never ever do that. So we're going a little bit away from where the parrots are, or quite a distance actually, and we're catching feral cats in soft-jawed leg hole traps. And we fit them with a GPS tracking device. It's a real-time GPS tracking device, and we release them.
He says the team will watch the movement of the cats to understand more about where they live and where they travel to find food.
And the idea is that we follow those cats very intensively over a few weeks just to see how they're moving through the landscape. And the whole purpose is to gather information so that we might be able to control cats better at Pullenpullen.
Dr. Murphy says the information will give future cat control programs in the region more accuracy.
If we can show that, for example, cats spend most of their time in the river systems and only occasionally pulse out towards the parrots, then we can take the fight with the cats to those river systems. You know, we can start applying management actions along the rivers or along the escarpments and to try and push down the cat population there before they have the opportunity to move out into the habitats where the parrots are.
Dr. Steve Murphy, an ecologist from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Rachel Mealy.